This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs. The 14-year-old victim from last month's shooting at Evergreen High School has been released from the hospital. Children's Colorado confirmed that the student was discharged in good condition yesterday. He'll continue his recovery at home. The other victim, 18-year-old Matthew Silverstone, remains hospitalized and is in fair condition. The Trump administration plans to keep national parks open with minimal staff during the federal government shutdown. CPR's Bent to Brooklyn has more.
The U.S. Department of Interior said national park roads, trails, and lookouts will generally remain accessible to visitors during a shutdown. National parks will use park fees to provide basic visitor services. While summer is the peak tourist time, fall is still busy. Last September and October, the state estimated 1.6 million visit days. Governor Jared Polis said keeping parks open was his top priority in the shutdown. He noted that Rocky Mountain National Park is a draw for visitors from around the world and said the state's four national parks are major economic drivers for rural communities. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A small airplane made an emergency landing early this morning on a major road in northeastern Colorado Springs. It closed two lanes of Powers Boulevard, which is also State Highway 21. Authorities say three people were on board the single-engine aircraft, but no one was injured. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 4:06 and time for All Things Considered on KRCC and CPR News.